Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the flagship show on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Alexander Krozik, and I'm joined once again by Stephen Heiner. Welcome back to the network, Stephen.
It's nice to be back, and it's really nice to be on this side of the interview instead of having to worry about getting all these planned. It's so nice for someone else to do it, and I just get to show up and talk.
Well, it's nice to have you back, as I say, and take a nice, comfortable posture in that guest seat, and let's get underway here. So today we're going to get a little update from Stephen on all that's been going on with the RCI and the happenings at the seminary. But Stephen, why don't you start by giving us an update on how you've been and how, I believe it's your second year as a lay helper, how's that been going for you?
Well, I always tell people that you know that things are right in the natural order in your life if things go very quickly. Right. So, you know, they always say time flies when you're having fun. So in the natural order, if you are doing the job you're supposed to be doing in the place that you're supposed to be doing it, utilizing your talents and your gifts, there's lots to do and time just flies and there's not enough time to do it. And I can't believe, I mean, we had that conversation, I want to say around this time last year, and I feel like I was still quite new, even though I had already been there for about 6 months at that time. But now I definitely don't feel brand new anymore. I really have moved into a routine, which is unusual for me in the sense of I had traveled so much in previous years, and traveling doesn't allow you to settle into a routine. Mm-hmm. You might replicate some of your routines when you travel, and you've seen me do that when we travel together. But the most success, I think, comes from the model given to us by the monastic life. Or at Labora, do the same things every day, and you can make progress in a very rapid way that way, both in the natural order and the supernatural order. So for me, an enormous amount of gratitude. I cannot believe I get to go to Mass every day. I really can't believe it. The shortest commute of my life, roughly 2 minutes, down the hallway, down the stairs, down the hallway. It's extraordinary to me. I would have never envisioned that in any part of my life, that I'd have a chance to go to Mass every day, be in the same building with our Lord, have those opportunities for prayer. And then I think also getting to be part of a parish community, as I did in Paris, but here, as in Paris, Bishop Sanborn told me, he said, hey, just sit back and let other people do the work. Because all those years, I had been doing all this work at True Restoration. And he said, listen, the French will take care of it. You know, if Father asks you to do stuff, obviously help, but feel free to relax a little bit. And it was true. Father Legall in Paris, just, he has an entire army of people doing different things. And one of the things, I might have shared this before, he has a job for everyone. So we have song sheets in Paris at, you know, to sing the recessional hymn. And afterwards, basically, he's created a game for the young kids, like who can get the most song sheets. And so like the kids come by like right after and like grab all the sheets. And we're talking like six and under. Uh-huh. And so everyone has a job there. And so he basically gives everyone some skin in the game. Well, guess who is the skin in the game person now? I'm in Pottstown, so we say Thanksgiving after Mass. I distribute those sheets. I'm an usher. I take up the collection. I also go to Harrisburg once a month. So I've gotten to the rhythms with our monthly catechism. So we do a social and a catechism once a month. We've established bagels and coffee. You know, the healthy wave has hit, you know, coffee and donuts is so, you know, 1990s. So we do bagels and coffee now. Just coordinating all of that and just being part of that parish life. I feel like I've got my foot in both worlds. I'm able to talk with lay people about what they're going through and have that conversation every Sunday after Mass. But I'm also able to, you know, work on issues here at the seminary, whether that's email, social media, also helping to coordinate with IHS events for things like the upcoming trip to France, the Mexico City trip later this year. Just, it's been a settling in, you say. Mm-hmm. All these things had to be established.
Yeah.
So before this, we didn't have a social. We didn't have a catechism. These things had to be proposed. The clergy had to agree. And then we had to have the infrastructure for it. Well, who buys the bagels? Who restocks the coffee? These things don't magically just, you know, happen by themselves. And who starts the coffee at such a time such that the smell doesn't waft up into the Mass, right? So the coffee machine has to be started at a certain time so that it doesn't have anything to do with the Mass.